Current state on WKAR, the Cristo Rey Community Center is a basic needs service center open to anyone in need. Their focus is on food, medical, and counseling access for low-income and vulnerable populations. Back in 2013, Joe Garcia had just become the executive director of CRCC, and he joined us on Current State to talk about the organization. For our Neighbors in Action segment today, Joe's back in our studio to update us on what's been happening with Cristo Rey. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.
You offer a great variety of services. Can you highlight some of the real biggies here for our listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a medical family practice where on an annual basis, we see about 7,000 patients. You know, within that, we have a prescription drug program that last year we connected families in need with over $1.1 million worth of retail value of prescription medications. Mm. In our counseling services, we do a variety of programs in the area of prevention and treatment of substance use disorders. You know, we do assessments, diagnosis, treatment planning, case management work. We do group and individual training, and we have a special emphasis on women's specialties. We help a lot of women through some of these challenging issues within the area of substance use disorders.
Tell us a little bit, go a little bit deeper with us on the medical clinic, though. You mentioned the prescription drugs that you're able to make available for people. For people who need them, what other services medically do you offer?
Medically, we have a pediatrician there, so we're treating a lot of babies and infants and toddlers there, and their moms, and we do a little value add as far as that goes, and we help educate the mom on how to take better care of their children as well. Just more of a value add type of a service, but just like you would go in to a doctor as well. You know, you got a sore throat, you have this, you have that. We're going to address those particular medical needs. We operate like a family practice, so if someone's coming to our medical practice, they're going to schedule an appointment. They're going to see Dr. Leisure Martin. They're going to see the nurse practitioner, Carney, or Dr. Cook, who's been there forever for us. And so the patient and certainly the provider will have a good relationship, you know, through along the process. So again, similar to how we work.
Do you have to turn some people away?
We could if it were a safety issue, but no.
You're not swamped with people coming in that you don't have time or personnel to see. You're able to satisfy.
Yeah, fortunately, right now we're able to satisfy the need that presents us. And like I said, we have two part-time physicians, and we have three nurse practitioners, and we're meeting the need there.
Tell us a little bit more about the counseling you offer. You did talk about the substance abuse assistance that mm-hmm. you offer. What other kinds of counseling do you find yourself doing a lot of?
Well, there's a lot of group and individual therapy as it relates to, you know, helping somebody navigate, work through the struggles that substance abuse or even mild to moderate level mental illness can cause. Mm-hmm. You know, we can have an individual I'm going to generalize here, certainly can't get too specific, but we'll have an individual who's struggling, who's ready to go out to the Walmart and pick up a firearm and end it. Working with an individual like that and help them, you know, understand, meet them where they're at, work with them to in short order. Helping them understand that, you know, there's a path for them, there's a place for them, you know, getting them in a better place. A particular person that I mentioned with that example is actually real. And we have this individual is taking college classes now, has a job, has a much better, a great outlook.
Came close to suicide or
yes,
contemplated suicide.
Absolutely. You know, those issues are real here in Lansing, Michigan. And we, as others in the community, work very diligently to help those individuals.
Joe Garcia is executive director of the Crystal Ray Community Center here on Neighbors in Action. When the organization first started in the 60s, the majority of people you helped were in the Hispanic community. I know that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about who you serve.
Well, we serve anyone who has a need. There is no prerequisite for care. But back in the 60s when Crystal Ray first was established, the north end of town was primarily Hispanic, and it was an operation, as they say, of people helping people, you know, and that nearly 50 years ago, and that in itself has not changed. We're all about that. We're individuals helping others in the spirit of that original effort back in the 60s.
Do you think there are non-Hispanic people who don't think about availing themselves of the services you offer because they're not Hispanic?
I would definitely think that that's the case, and I'd certainly love to be able to change that perspective, but I get it. I mean, look at this.
Yeah.
Our name, Crystal Ray.
Sure.
Crystal Ray is Spanish in itself. Well, translated to English, that's Christ the King.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not that they think that we're a Spanish-only or Hispanic-only operation, some others think that we're a Catholic-only. And that's how come I use it where there is no prerequisite to care. We're there to help individuals regardless of ethnicity, regardless of anything. If they need us, we're going to be there for them.
Do you work with undocumented immigrants?
Yes, we do, and we would. We in our medical clinic, if someone comes in, if they don't have insurance, we're going to see them. We're going to help that individual there. If they need food, we're going to help provide them. If they need a meal, we're going to provide that as well. There are some services that we wouldn't be able to offer because of the requirements. We have a financial empowerment type of a program that requires a certain amount of information in order to move forward, they have to live in the city, certain requirements like that. The prescription drug effort that we have would be another one, because there we're actually working with pharmaceutical companies and their foundations to make this possible. They have certain requirements that are going to be needed in place to be able to provide those particular services.
I know you've been able to succeed through a variety of partnerships. Tell us about some of those.
Great. I'd love to. Spiro Health Systems is a wonderful partner to us. We utilize their electronic medical record system, and that's really helped us improve our quality of care in our family practice. We're able to look at a person's medical history a little bit closer, you know, and that's certainly helpful in quality of care. But this particular system has really helped us operationally as well. With our reimbursement collection and a lot of other areas. Ingham Health Plan is another. I mean, they are enhancing our reimbursement amounts for preventative care services that we provide to folks who are on Medicaid. City of Lansing is a great partner with financial empowerment. Where we're helping the community understand better and operate and manage their home economics.
You got a golf outing coming up. It's the first day of June.
Yeah,
we got to spend a minute talking about golf here. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. We have our golf for giving effort that is Friday, June 17th, over at Wheatville Valley Golf Club. It's a fun event. You'll have a great time. But I will say with this, please, the golf is the bonus. What we do with what we raise there is there to help out those in the area of basic needs. That would be food, whether it be prepared and or grocery store type food, basic care, in the clinic and those kind of things. Again, it's important to highlight the fun, and we enjoy it and we deserve it. But also knowing that we can do good there as well.
We'll also mention you've got a 5K coming up. You got an event in September called Rock the Block. We're up against the clock, I'm afraid. But tell us your website so people can learn more.
Our website is www.cristoraycommunity.org.
Cristo Ray Community. Spell it out, right?
Spell it out,
yes. Cristo Ray Community. .org. We want to thank Joe Garcia, Executive Director of Crystal Ray, for coming in today. Thanks for the update, Joe.
Oh, thank you so much.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. And please tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.